Ibn Abbas himself narrates that the Holy Prophet said that that area is an area where the most beautiful of fruits and vegetables grow, the most beautiful of nature and the most beautiful of rivers, and it's the areas where the prophets of God used to spread their message. Even Yaqut al-Hamawi in his book Mu'jam al-Buldan, he writes down that that area according to Islam was a blessed land, and a land where whoever lives there dies as a warrior in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, this area of Jerusalem and the area of where the Quds is an area which occupies a prominent position within the religion of Islam, and is an area which has to be studied for a number of reasons. The first reason is, as we know, tomorrow is Yawm al-Quds. The last Friday in the holy month of Ramadan was originated as a Friday to remember the plight of the Palestinian people in the world, originated by Sayyid al-Khumayni, may Allah bless his soul, where he said that these people who are facing torture and oppression, there should be a day of solidarity between all the Muslims. And now you'll see around the world tomorrow that many Muslims will come out for Yawm al-Quds to remember the plight of the Palestinian people. Number two, the atrocities in Gaza, where you saw 1,300 odd people die in 22 days. It's an area which has to be studied because it's an area in the news every day. Palestinian peace process, Palestinian peace offensive.